Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. There are two pictures every Catholic has in mind, but they're two pictures we sometimes don't know how to put together. So let's put them together now. First, picture Christ hanging on the cross. You've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of crucifixes in your lifetime, on rosaries, around people's necks, held in hands of the altar server at the opening procession of the Mass, or in movies, or holy cards, or paintings. So picture it right now. Picture Christ on the cross. Now picture the priest at Mass, raising the host at the elevation, right after he says, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." You've seen this image too, thousands of times by now, at every single Mass you've ever been to. The priest says the words, then he raises the host up, and he holds it. With the folds of his vestments hanging down from his lifted arms as the bells ring. Now take these two pictures, Christ on the cross and the priest holding the Eucharist high, and move them toward each other till they overlap on your visual field. See the priest raising up the Eucharistic Lord. See Christ crucified hanging on the wall behind him. Those two images are always meant to go together, because those two images represent the same event. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. We all know that Christ saved the world, atoned for our sins, paid the ransom for our souls by dying on the cross. At the stations of the cross, for instance, we kneel at each station and say, "We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world." Calvary is Christ's great work, his magnum opus. When he achieves that final masterpiece of the passion and death and resurrection, he is able to say, and say truly, "It is finished." But even though Christ's passion at Calvary is finished, the work of saving the world, it has to continue. And it continues through the sacrifice of Calvary that is made present in the sacrifice of the Mass. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The Church teaches that the Mass is the source and summit of the Christian life. It's the source of the Church's holiness, and it's the high point of the Church's holiness. But of course, Christ's death on the cross is the source of all holiness and the high point of all holiness. The reason that's not a contradiction is that the Mass and Christ's death on the cross are one and the same. The Mass is a kind of time warp that brings us to Calvary and brings Calvary to us. Because it's Christ's death that saves the world, but the world didn't just need to be saved 2,000 years ago in Palestine. It needs to be saved right here and right now as well. The Mass is the sacrifice that saves the world. But as the letter of the Hebrews says, there is no saving sacrifice other than Christ's. And the Mass is not a sacrifice other than Christ's. It is Christ's sacrifice. Christ's sacrifice brought to this time and this place so that the grace of salvation can come to this time and this place. Which means that just as Calvary is the supreme work of Christ, so participating in the Mass is the supreme work of all Christians. And it's not just the work of priests. It's our work as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. It wasn't just Christ who was at Calvary, and it wasn't just his sufferings that were holy. Mary and the good thief and John the Evangelist and Mary Magdalene, for all of them, that was the most important work of their lives. For all of them, being there at that moment with Jesus, was objectively the most important thing that they would ever do. And so too with all of us. The objectively most important thing we will ever do is be at Mass. Because by being at Mass, we are with Jesus at Calvary. It's Mary and John in the pew next to us. It's the good thief serving on the altar. We are all together assisting at Mass, participating in the one sacrifice of Christ. In fact, the priest says, "Pray, my brothers and sisters, that this your sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to God the Father." This is where the supreme offering is made to God, where we glorify God and summon His grace and mercy over the world. There's nothing any of us will ever do that is more important than being with Christ at Calvary by participating in the Holy Mass. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. If you ever go to daily Mass, you may sometimes be discouraged by the fact that so many of the people there are retired people. But actually, it's a good thing to remember that by going to daily Mass, these people are actually leading more productive lives and doing more important work than they ever did back when they were going to the office every day instead. And in fact, the rest of us should actually take example and inspiration from not only the priests and religious, but also these retired people who devote themselves every day to being present with Christ in the most important work of saving the world. Even those of us who work can often make it to at least one more daily Mass a week. And if we do, we know that our day We've done the most important thing imaginable that day. No day is ever wasted when you've been at Mass. No day is ever wasted when you've been at the foot of the cross and seen Christ crucified as he hangs there behind the elevated host in the priest's hands. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what struck you with this one, Teresa, about the Mass?
I was reminded of a phrase that a friend of mine repeated recently, which I knew to be true, but it was just a helpful little reminder, which is the Mass as the height of holy leisure.
Ah, yeah.
And especially right now, I find that my experience in my daily life is that my attention is constantly torn in a million different directions, and I never really experience leisure. And that thought really crossed my mind again when I was at daily Mass, and then again when we were talking about this in this meditation, that there's something really incredible about just the work of being present to Christ in that true moment of leisure, just not thinking about anything else in my life, not torn in a million different directions. And whenever something does pop up in my mind and my attention when I'm in Mass, just directing it towards God and bringing it to him and then being present to him again.
Yeah.
It's such a peaceful experience.
Yeah.
But it's just so unlike any other experience we have in our daily lives, because there's nothing like that. Catholics might be one of the few, I mean, I don't know many experiences of other different religions, and I'm sure there's overlap here, but people that have designated points of their life every single week, maybe even every single day, where it's completely phoneless, and you're not in like a military bunker where you're not allowed to have phones. We just don't pick up our phones. It's mass. It's more important. There's nothing else in the room. It's just mass. There's no distraction. It's just mass.
Yeah, literally, objectively, experientially, the best part of my day every day is when I leave my phone at my desk, I walk across the parking lot, and I go to daily mass. And because at mass, as you said, no phone, nobody's going to come up to me during mass and say, hey, I really need you to do this right now. And I can rest with giving my attention to just one thing.
Because truly, in any other moment of my life, even if I do set my phone down, like you said, something can interrupt it. Or I feel as if it could be interrupted. Whether that's my sleep or my conversations with others, I feel constantly as if some emergency could, something just might burst into that. And I'm always a little distracted by that. The things I could be doing, the things I should be doing. But when you're at mass, you're like, this is the only thing I should be doing. And I'm doing it.
It's, in many ways, it's the deepest rest and simultaneously the most important, productive, powerful thing you can do in the universe.
It's incredible.
At the same time.
It's exactly the thing that we're all kind of looking for without knowing it.
And there are many places in the world that don't have this this great convenience. But in most of our urban areas, there's a Catholic church by car every 5 or 10 minutes.
And you know what the other thing about, you talk a lot about rushing can really destroy our lives. The beauty of the mass is, as the participant, there's nothing you can do to make it go. You could leave, which don't, but you can't make it go faster. It's not like if you're driving, you might be focused on driving and ideally not using your phone, but you're still in that temptation to get it over with as fast as possible or to be distracted. Yeah. In mass, you're just there. You can't make it go any faster. You're just present and you have to just rest in it, and whatever time is going to be allotted to it will be allotted. You don't know exactly the minute you'll be done.
Yeah.
It's not like a movie where you can Google the runtime. It could be 30 minutes. It could be an hour. It could be an hour and a half. It could be 45 minutes. It's just this unknown question when you go in, and it's this abandonment to God where you just say, this time, who knows how much of it will be yours.
Yeah. And neurologically, psychologically, in every aspect, it's so powerfully good for us. I read somewhere recently that our attention span is down to about 8 seconds.
Wow.
And they say a goldfish has 9 seconds. So we're worse than goldfish.
Goldfish are winning.
But there we, in mass, all we have to do is just pay attention. Just pay attention. Just, and it helps.
Yeah.
It helps in every area of life to be more attentive.
It's kind of interesting. We always talk about, you know, let go of your phone, take your focus back, take your life back. I've never thought about the best resolution for that. Go to daily mass.
Go to daily mass. And if it's not your practice, maybe a good resolution is go to one extra daily mass a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to one daily mass a week.
If you're struggling with daily meditation, it's also a great, hey, you want time with Jesus Christ and you need the structure and you need the focus, daily mass.
Exactly. Just pay attention to the readings. Pay attention to what the priest is saying. It's powerful meditation.
Yeah. Kind of teaches you how to meditate.
What a great gift. One of the most beautiful things in Catholicism, the mass. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.